I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Aid groups are warning the war in the Middle East is impeding their ability to get food and medicine to millions of people around the world. Sam Mednick has details.
Not only has the war impacted shipping supplies, upended the energy market, and spiked fuel costs, but it is also impacting humanitarian's supply chain. Groups say that routes they used to take that were shorter and less costly are now closed, such as going through the Strait of Hormuz, and they're looking for alternative ways to get goods to people. These routes, however, can take weeks longer and also are much more costly. Aid groups say that prices have spiked by about 20% and that it's taking them much longer to get goods such as syringes for vaccines, food, as well as other medicines to people that need it most, such as in war-torn Sudan, as well as in countries like Somalia, which has been ravaged by hunger. The World Food Program has warned millions could face acute hunger.
That's the AP's Sam Mednick, and I'm Ben Thomas.